From the independent producer project of KCRW, this is Here Be Monsters.
Back in early 2014, I bought a bunch of tape recorders and blank tapes. I packaged them up into little shoe boxes and I mailed them across the country and across the world to a couple dozen of my friends and acquaintances. I asked them to keep the tape recorders by their bed, and then each morning, first thing, flip them on and speak their sleepy recollections of their dreams into the recorders.
My name is Rebecca Williams.
My name is Allison Baxter Loves.
Grace Woods.
Micah Kruger, June 18th, 2014.
So I mailed these tape recorders out about 2 years ago, and every once in a while when I open up my mailbox, I'll find a new tape. And I pop that tape in a tape recorder and I play it back, and sometimes it's meaningless and sometimes it's profound. I've always loved dreams. Dreamland is this place where the laws of physics and the laws of nature and the laws of government are overrun in instants by the whims of the subconscious. And until now, these dreams have remained in my personal collection of audio. But today on Here Be Monsters, I want to share with you some of these dreams, a small collection of my favorite trips to Dreamland. Here Be Monsters, the podcast about
a box of junk.
The podcast about
the unknown.
I think my dad and my boss went on a date and were generally enjoying each other's company, and that was super awkward. My dad got married yesterday, so maybe he's just in my brain, but that was the weirdest shit ever. It was real weird.
So my boss at my current job, my boss's boss, told me that I needed to go sell these things to raise money for our organization. She showed me the box in it of stuff that I was supposed to go door to door and sell, and it was just a box of junk, random pieces of crap, little pieces of plastic, from old toys and stuff, all mismatched. They were things, but they were pieces of games and stuff that no one would want. And she made me walk up to the top of this cul-de-sac, and it was a super long uphill walk, and I got to the top, and there was these houses up there, and then there was all these beautiful men that were all they looked like they were really hard workers, they'd just gotten off work, and they were all just stunning and intimidatingly stunning, and they just looked so real and so raw, they could see through me, and they knew that I felt so stupid because I had to come there and try to sell them these little pieces of junk.
I got this sunburn on my legs, and I kept peeling at it, and all these huge chunks of my skin were coming off, and it was really disgusting, and all this crazy pigmentation differences between the sunburn parts and the non-sunburn parts, and it was coming off like the layers of a hard-boiled egg. I've been trying to peel off the shell, and the bottom, kind of softer part just comes off with it. for some reason I agreed to babysit this Indian-American couple's baby for a few days, and we were just completely neglecting it and trying to change his diaper, but his diaper was made out of towels, and he was trying to pretend that we took good care of the baby. I mean, nothing happened to it, but I think they were on to me, and they knew that it wasn't really taking care of the baby that well.
I was swimming in a river with two other girls who I knew in the dream, but I don't know who they were here. And we were diving down deep to the bottom of the river, and then they grabbed me and were trying to hold me down.
Last night, I had a dream that my roommate got a jet ski.
I just had a dream about brushing my teeth with mayonnaise.
Okay, so I'm in this house, and I want to say I was with Lila, maybe. I come in, and she's smoking a cigarette, and she doesn't smoke, so I'm like, why are you smoking a cigarette? It's really weird. She's like, I didn't mean to, I didn't want to. And I just get this sense that this cigarette just kind of forced itself on her. It's half smoked, and she's trying to like throw it down. And then a hand kind of appears out of the air holding this like half smoked cigarette next to her. She's like on the ground, kind of laying down. And it like travels up through her body, like from her anus into her mouth and out, and like lights itself.
I dreamed of a small town on the Olympic Peninsula, one old Victorian house in particular. During this time at this house, I felt as if I was experiencing many years in the house, but sometimes I was the young boy in the family hundreds of years ago or so. Sometimes I was that boy grown up, living in the house alone. Sometimes I was that same person, but a woman. Sometimes I was a visitor to the house who became the companion and lover of the resident I just mentioned. And then sometimes yet I was myself, accompanied by Alexandra, visiting the house as the house was a hotel, yet experiencing the memory of the house as we stayed there. It was sort of the life of this house.
I'm locked inside a really large square concrete tower. It's like the largest on the planet. And there's nothing that exists outside of it. It's made from all the concrete in the world. The staircase spirals in a square shape up and up in a clockwise manner. I'm walking up it, and it's so stark, and I think about how nothing could grow here. I can't get out, so I just keep going upwards. And then I begin hearing things, sounds of humans, and then I come to a balcony where there's children, and the children live here, and they are working and playing and taking care of each other, and they're growing here in this concrete tower on this balcony. and I watch them for a long time. And I think about how in this tower, these are wild things.
Boarded an airplane in Washington State that was supposed to be headed to Ireland. And this plane was surreal. It was distorted. The rows were 30 people long. So, I mean, this plane would have held thousands of people. As we made our way toward Ireland, we had 20 or 30 stops in small cities. We were stopping in mall parking lots and on highways. At one point during the flight, I looked out the window. I saw this city that was completely made up in my mind from like nothing I'd ever seen before. Buildings that were so beautiful. The city was made of glass, beautiful metal and gold, big spirals. And the buildings were these beautiful blues and greens and pinks and purples. And they were, in the dream at least, they were the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen. And the sun was shining off their sides. And as I was looking at that beautiful city, the plane had started to descend way too fast. And I remember looking around, and not everyone had realized that. And for a moment, I was really afraid. I had a moment of realizing I was probably about to die. And I kind of just had to control that and take a deep breath. And then I just felt this complete and total peace with myself and my fate. And I remember crying just like a single tear as I looked out this window as the city was rapidly approaching the plane. And I wasn't crying because I was about to die, but I was crying because we were about to destroy something so beautiful. All right, I'm gonna try and get back to sleep.
This episode of Here Be Monsters was produced by me, Jeff Entman, along with help from Bethany Denton and our editor at KCRW, Nick White. So this project with the dreams and the tape recorders, I'm calling it the Dream Tapes Project. And while it's something I really care about, unfortunately between my day job and this podcast, the Dream Tapes Project is something that often gets neglected. There's just too much listening and too much transcribing for me to do all by myself. So if you enjoyed what you heard on today's show, and you would be interested in hearing more dreams, I'm looking for volunteers to help upload and transcribe hundreds of remaining dreams. So if you're up for it, please visit dreamtapes.org and click Get Involved. Dream Tapes is also on Twitter at dreamtapesproj, that's dreamtapes, P-R-O-J. Again, the website is dreamtapes.org. Music on this episode came from Phantom Fauna and one unexplained passage of piano and strings that wound up on one of the dream tapes. Isn't this nice? Here Be Monsters is distributed by the Independent Producer Project from KCRW. Thanks for listening. More episodes soon.